さしい吹き中心目と lovely rambling she に
Oh, yeah, good evening. So, most of you know, especially in Mahayana Buddhist, you know, teachings. not just in Mahayana Buddhist teachings, but, you know, any spiritual activities that you do, then, like, there's two things very, very important.The first, at the beginning, the intentions, so motivation, intentions. At the end, the dedications is called tondanila chawani. Tong, you know, beginning, that means, you know, at the end. Chawani, two activities, refers to the beginning, intention, and the end, dedication. So, so please, you know, set up, you know, positive intentions. You know, there's a very reason that we recite, you know, refuge in Buddhist prayer three times. It's not just tradition. It's, you know, while we recite it this three times, then we should, you know, like, supposed to contemplate on the meaning of the refuge in Buddhist prayer. So that is going to be same as, like, setting up intentions. So otherwise, you know, it's just, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. So then it doesn't mean much. Just saying some words, no? It's more than traditions. So usually the word guides you how to set up positive intentions, no? So the topic, the subject, you know, is Heart Sutra. Mainly the there's the books that, you know, I'm going to explain. I'm not sure how long it takes, probably. I hope it'll take probably a couple of months, not like whole year. So the subject of this book is very important, you know, emptiness. Without, you know, having any understanding of what is emptiness, and it's like then the enlightenment and liberation is like impossible, you know, impossible, without having knowledge of emptiness. So, of course, you know, some kind of concentration, meditations will bring some temporary relief or temporary, you know, peace of mind, but it won't liberate you. It won't liberate you from samsara for good. So in order to liberate oneself from samsara for good, one has to understand emptiness. What is emptiness? So, the reason behind that is all the difficulties, complications that we have, you know, like because of this body, there's a lot of complications. Because of house, there's a lot of complications. Because of car, there's complications. Friendship or everything, you know, comes with the complications. That's the nature of samsara. It's nothing that there's something that you are doing wrong, but that's the nature of existence, or what you call samsara, karma. You know, so so this all causes by, according to Buddha Dharma, it's all caused by fundamental confusions, you know, what sometimes they call ignorance, so not knowing the true nature of how things exist, truth, mainly true truth. No, four noble truth, then true truth, very much related. So much caught up with the conventional reality, not able to see the ultimate reality. So therefore, all this problem is caused by, you know, ignorance. Not caused by not knowing how to make the prayer will. There's some one kind of ignorance, but that doesn't cause all the problems. The what kind of ignorance? This is like very specific ignorance that refers to not knowing the last truth, ultimate truth, you know. True nature of everything, true nature of everything, you know. Nature of everything. So, emptiness. Sejik, according to Song of Experience, that Lamrim teachings, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, is called Song of Experience, beautifully written. According to that Lamrim, Sejik, Sejik means, you know, concentration or single-pointed meditation or concentration meditation, so Sejik, Kowai, that's the name of the meditation called, in English you call like single-pointed or concentration meditation. That concentration meditation does not have power to cut the root of the samsara. Doesn't have power to cut the root of samsara. So therefore, you know, like some, as I mentioned, the concentration, any form of concentration meditation makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's very true. It doesn't mean it will cut the root of samsara. It will, when you start to concentrate, it will make your mind peaceful and calm. That's the result of concentration. So, but that does not mean, you know, it just itself will cut the root of samsara. What you need to know is to understand the emptiness. Okay, emptiness. The meditation on emptiness begins with the self. How, what is self? How you define self? You know? There's a lot of confusion. Then all the things that build on the confusions, that's why I say the cause by confusion, you know. You not really have clear idea how to define self. then does then you know so anyway, so to try to explain this the most difficult subject with my broken English is hard. everything that Buddha taught is just to us, just to help us to understand ultimate truth. That's all, ultimate truth. 84,000 scriptures taught by Buddha is all for us to understand all true truth, conventional truth and ultimate truth, particular ultimate truth. So that's how you liberate yourself. That's how you liberate, yourself. Buddha cannot liberate you. Buddha can teach you how to do meditation on emptiness and learn what is emptiness. Then through that, first knowledge, first you have to understand what is emptiness, then from there, so then you meditate, then you think, then that's how you liberate. Then you finally cut the root of all the problems. So that's how you liberate. Otherwise, the afflicted mind, such as anger, afflicted mind, mind, therefore there's so much information about mind in Buddhism. Because everything is caused by mind. There's so much explanation. That's why it's very important to learn some of the mind, some type of mind is not helpful. It's harmful. To get rid of them, it's not just simple prayer, so may I wish to overcome all the defilements. It's not that easy as it says. So emptiness, that's why emptiness is very important, okay? Everything that Buddha taught is for us to help us to understand the emptiness, The goal is to liberate. Goes to liberate. That's all. Goes to liberate. So, more you understand what is emptiness, then some form of faith towards Buddha will grow, because you say, "Oh, this incredible something that he taught, it makes complete sense, and it's really, really. If I put some effort, I think." In the beginning, you think, then slowly you believe, okay, maybe if I put some effort, maybe it was this knowledge or experiential, not just understanding, experiential understanding. When you think about emptiness, it's kind of very liberating, very liberating. It kind of shook whole your mind from deep down. Then you slowly you believe, okay, maybe if I put some effort, it will cut the root of samsara or something like that, okay? Not going to say much, so usually most of the class I just talk, so without reading the materials. That's why it's taking supposed to finish in 2 months, it will take 5 months. All the side talk, not very necessary. Everybody has a copy of the Heart Sutra?
It's on page 76.
This is for right now, this is for the sake of knowledge, it's important to learn. And His Holiness said, I'm not sure because I have no idea about quantum physics. His Holiness says it's pretty much similar idea, but their logics apply to material things. Refers to self. It's more like material things, when you analyze, and then their conclusion is, now nothing. That's nihilism. So the Nagarjuna theory about emptiness begin from there. That's wrong idea. There's something there. Not exactly the way we think, but thing does exist in different way. That's called ultimate reality. The reality that we see is a conventional reality. We can't see through or go beyond that because we are so much caught up with conventional reality. But their theory mainly refers to material things. Nagarjuna theory of emptiness is refers to everything, not just material things, everything that exists, not just material things. And particularly to help us to define self, you know, how you define self. A mind that grasps, mind that grasps so tightly on self, you have no clue. No clue. We have no clue, you know. The very things that we are grabbing so tightly, we have no clue what we are grabbing on. So that whatever we are grabbing, maybe that is not exist. And we build so much on that, you know, so then that's all confusions after confusions. So. Therefore, the meditation on emptiness begin with the self. So, then slowly apply it to other things, and it begin with the self. Oh. So now, Heart Sutra. I'm going to use this commentary from one of the Tibetan masters called Tendal Harampa. Almost every monk remembers this sutra by heart, you know, because we say this every day, so you know, it's short sutra, so. Chukra, what does it say, the heart, this is what's called heart of the?
The heart of the perfection of wisdom.
Heart. Heart, you know, when you think about the human body, there's a heart. According to Vajrayana teachings, they talk about, you know, energy, channels, winds, drops, all of that, the chakras. According to Vajrayana teachings, that all the channels, there's like 72,000 channels, you know, 72,000 channels
emerge
from those jivaje dimaje deva ninga sanes des chikche ni ni je sumra shinga five chakras emerge, all these 72,000 channels according to Vajrayana teachings. Emerge from those five chakras. So mainly the heart chakra is not the physical heart, you know. Human, the physical heart, that's the most important organ or part of most important organs of our, that's how we function, that's how we breathe, you know. Everything's mainly heart. If heart, something happened to heart, you can function. According to Vajrayana teachings, that heart is not talking about physical heart that pumps the blood, not this heart here, heart. So that's where all these 72,000 channels emerge. 72,000 channels emerge. That's very important, very important. Similarly, this sutra, even though it's only 2 pages long, why it's called heart? Because entire Buddha's teaching, 84,000 scriptures Buddha taught to help us to understand ultimate truth, to liberate ourselves from the samsara for good. So there's 84,000 sutras, the main subject is emptiness, so that everything is summarized in this sutra, that's why it's called heart, heart sutra. Even though there's 84,000 sutras been taught, why this one particular one is called heart sutra? Because all this summarized into this sutra. That's called his heart, okay, just to explain the title. Shut up. Ningpo, that's what it's called in Tibetan word called Ningpo. Ningpo means essence, or maybe heart or essence. That's the translation of the word heart. In Tibetan it's called Ningpo, or Shut up Ningpo. That's the title. It's much, much shorter in Tibetan word. In the English is much longer, so. That's usually the case. Sherab Ningbo, Sherab Ningbo, the heart of the
perfection of wisdom.
Perfection of the wisdom sutra.
Jimpa says the blessed mother, the heart of perfection of wisdom.
Blessed mother, Sherab Ningbo. So blessed mother.
Jimpa translation says, the blessed mother, the heart of the perfection of wisdom.
Blessed mother. So mother more refers to the wisdom. Wisdom. That wisdom realizing emptiness is like mother of all enlightened beings. That's why it's called mother. You know, mother produces children. So all the enlightened Buddhas, Bodhisattva, Arhat, Arya, all of them been produced by, these are all like child of the wisdom realizing emptiness. That's why wisdom realizing emptiness is called mother. You know, mother, Jayum. So Jayum Sharapur, that's a different name to call it, but actually mother refers to wisdom, not emptiness. Wisdom realizing emptiness is considered as the mother. Because of that, you become Arya, you become Bodhisattva, you become enlightened, and you are kind of the child of that wisdom. That's called, it's called mother. Oh, Sharanjim, what does it say more? Almost every single tradition text, the way they, where it was written, or where they explain the main subject, in this case, the emptiness. So it all began with, you know, meaning of the homage. Meaning of the homage, salutation or homage, meaning of homage. They first, in the beginning of the text, explains the meaning of the homage or salutation. Salutation. Tenjite is called Tenjite, as the meaning of the salutation, so, or like the title of the books, okay. Jagar Kedo, this is for the sake of knowledge, Jagar Kedo means Jagar, means India, Indian, India, Ke means Indian language, you know, every text begins with the Indian language. There's like Sanskrit, Pali, so, Many, I think, Mayana teachings and taught in Sanskrit. So that's what begins with the Sanskrit. Why the beginning of the text begin with the, start with the Sanskrit. Those great translators, they decided to put the Sanskrit there to have some kind of karmic connections with that language. According to the history, all the Buddhas, they teach in Sanskrit, not in Tibetan Sanskrit. So it's considered as like sacred language. Now it's like dying, you know, not many people speak. So India used to speak Sanskrit, now the only few scholars that speak, not speak, they know Sanskrit. A lot of them, they don't know Sanskrit. Jagar ke do, which is the reason why there's beginning of the every text, beginning with the Sanskrit, reason behind that is for sake of knowledge. Reason behind that is to have some karmic connection with the Sanskrit language. That's all. Or it indicates it's not just made it up. No, it already been taught in Sanskrit, then translated into Tibetan, different language. Bhagavati, Tanja Paramita, Hidaya. Bhagavati, that's the name of the, you know, like, Shakyamuni Buddha, Pranja Paramita, Pranja, or you can say Pranja or Tanja, but Tibetan people usually we say Tanja, you know, so then some Tibetan people who learn Sanskrit language in Sarana University, so they think they can pronounce much, much better than other Tibetan people, they say Pranja. I'm not sure which one is correct. Which one, Shakyamuni, is called Pranja or Tanja?
Well, Pragya is how, at least in Indian language.
Yeah. So anyway, so Tibetan, we have been saying this hundreds and hundreds of years that we say just Tanja. So you choose Pranja or Tanja, doesn't matter. So I don't care. Panja Paramita, that's the Pranja, Ja, that's probably from Paramita, that's perfections, you know. Paramita, go beyond all, like all perfections or go beyond Paramita. Oh? This is Samsara, that's Nirvana, means go beyond Paramita, go beyond, you know. When go beyond Paramita or Panja, that's like wisdom sutra, perfection of wisdom sutra. Panja could be professions or go beyond, and the Panja Paramita, so Siddhaya, so that's the name in Sanskrit. Chumden De Ma, so De Ma, the mother, you know, is here. Ma means mother. Chumden De Ma, you know. Siddhaya Pasachima Nyingbo Jujaja. So there's the beginning of the text, explanation of the titles in Sanskrit, in Tibetan. So that's the first session is done. So then there's the Jujicha. So that's what I just explained, that's the name or title of the text, okay? Title of the text. So the second one is called Jucha. You know, there's like kind of like order that you follow when you write a book. You know, you can just write. You follow the order. You know, what's the text, name of the text. Second is homage. So there's a little mistake before, there's a little mistake. Jucha. Why you write homage? Because you are worried that you are not able to complete the books. So that's why you write salutations. You know, salutations. Able to complete the books, you know, complete the book without any obstacles. or another reason is not here. Another reason, try to figure it out. Oh, this book belongs to which category? You know, which category? That's called three basket. You know, so you can just reading an homage, you kind of figure that out. No, this book is going to talk about ethics. Oh, this book is going to talk about morality. Oh, this book is going to talk about concentrations or single-pointed meditation. You don't need to read the whole book, you're just reading the homage, you kind of figure that out. Huh? So that's the order they're giving by Dharma King in Tibet or maybe in India. So when you write a book, so make sure you write salutations. Huh? Then people know, you know what you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about morality, concentrations, ethics, then people kind of figure it out, right, just reading the salutations, okay? So, I'm not going to read every single thing, probably some of your head is going to drop down. If I follow the traditional way of teaching. So here, so the second one is Tripusutsoka means excellent time. You understand? Excellent time. No? Excellent teacher, or person who's going to talk about emptiness, excellent person, excellent place, environment, okay. Then excellent audience, in this case, audience of the, you know, Heart Sutra. So to begin with, so before that, there's something I think it's going to, first of all, I don't know how to translate those words in English. Second, if I try, probably your head is going to spin. Clockwise or counterclockwise, both. Then, two persons of excellent time, excellent teacher, excellent place, environment, or excellent audience, okay? The two persons of one is the two persons together, the two were teaching. So, if you are reading English, so I'm going to try to divide that in English, okay? Thus, did I here at one time, that indicates for the accident time. Accident time. It's not like many times, you know, does, did I hear at one time? That's all in English, you know. That's all in English. You know? Dage tuba tichi no. Dage dage tuba tichi no. This is in Tibetan word. So, then, Tibetan so much. Let's go. We'll probably better to start with the excellent place, environment, okay? You don't need to erase the notes, I will come back to that, but no, begin with the excellent environment, place where Buddha taught Heart Sutra, okay, excellent place. No? Now this place still exists in where, north or south?
North
India.
Yeah.
North India. It's called Rajgir. Rajgir, mm-hmm. There's a place, there's a mountain there, you can still go there, you know. I've been there a couple of times, you know, so when I went there, there's no cable cart. Now you can ride a cable cart. When I went there 2 times, no cable cart. Your feet is your cable cart. And that time I saw a few people, if you cannot walk, they will carry you up there, then you pay some money. So now I heard there's a cable car, you can ride the cable car. Well, it's called Chagyopumburi, the excellent place is called Chagyopumburi, Rajgir, or in English it's called Vulture Peak. Vulture Peak, so, Vulture Peak. So just, this is for the sake of knowledge, okay, for the sake of knowledge. On the Shindo Khani, the suggestion is to use it. Do is sutra. It's called Do. Generally speaking, sutra is taught by Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha taught. This, all the teaching that Shakyamuni Buddha taught is called sutra. Bodhisattva, when they teach, those teachings doesn't call sutra. The sutra, the author has to be enlightened beings, you know. In order to call your teaching or your work called sutra, you have to be enlightened beings, you know. Other than that, you know, you don't call sutra, you just call treatise or shastra or tenchi, it's just book. You know? Sutra, you know, usually author has to be enlightened beings, so therefore the sake of knowledge. So most of them, you know, taught directly by Shakyamuni Buddha, and sometimes Shakyamuni Buddha blessed somebody, and then that person just recites sutras, you know. Then that's called like sutra by blessing, you know. Shakyamuni Buddha blessed, and then somebody just chants sutras, you know, like that. You know? There are many different types, you know? No need to know. Not the important, you know. Chagamuru, there are chishi Chagamuru, you know. Why it called that place called Vulture Peak? One way you can say it, that mountain looks like vulture. Vulture, that's easy, you know. It looks like vulture, you know. So why you call Grandfather Mountain? Why it's called Grandfather Mountain? Does it look like grandfather? Do we have Grandfather Mountain in North Carolina? Yeah, so I'm not sure why it's called Grandfather Mountain. So giving name, you know, there is, I don't remember all of them, but there has to have three different types of reason why you give name. The first one, only one I remember is like, it looks like, that's why you call, you know? But there's other reasons. You know? So Chagyopumburi, you know, this looks like, you know, this looks like the whole mountains. If you have like a bird view, so then probably, bird eye view, probably it looks like vulture eye. So, I've been there 2 or 3 times, I never pay attention, you know, how it looks like. It looks like vultures, or maybe it looks like bunch of vultures that get together. You know, it looks like an overlook, bunch of vultures that get together. You know? This is for sake of knowledge. Chagyu mambu rosa jiriti sundu gonya tamhamche. Or maybe a lot of vultures that comes there to probably eat, you know, something, eat. So, did you hear about the sky barrier that practiced in Tibet in a long time, not now, probably, it's like a long time ago. That's where there is mainly sky barriers taking place in the high mountains, you know, rocky rocks, you know, not in the down the place, high mountains. There's a lot of vultures come, so. Chagabu Risa Jesu Gun Tabu Vishi Yana, Tuni Tobe Chibu, Tuni Tobe Chibi, Chibi is a Chanam Siji Nirvana, Nimina Pung Shisha, but the second one is not the one. Tuba Gunglo Ngajeba Chibu. So this one, then I'll explain this one, then I'll move on. So the last one I thought is kind of interesting. When you hear the word Buddha, means enlightened beings, when you hear the word Shakyamuni Buddha, we are talking about historical Buddha, not just enlightened beings. Shakyamuni Buddha, that's historical Buddha, 2,500 years ago. You know? Buddha does not mean Shakyamuni Buddha, there's no many, many Buddhas. But Shakyamuni Buddha, that's historical Buddha. So this sutra is taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, who came to India 2,500 years ago, around that year. Tuni Tuba Gunglo Ngajeba, when he was 58 years old, when Shakyamuni Buddha was 58 years old, you know, years old, and he went to that one mountain, what we call now Virtual Peak, Chagyaphumpuri, he went there. Chagyaji Godadari, Ritala Shebe says, probably go there to probably teach Heart Sutra or Panchaparamita Sutra. Shebe says, Duji is Chagyaji Sutra. This is from some sutra. So. evil spirit manifested it as a vulture. Chajamuni Buddha said, no, like, not this one, that's outside, that's one yellow robe, so you wear special ceremony yellow robe. The rose also took the yellow robes, kind of took from Chajamuni Buddha and drop on that mountain. So, Diji Chene, Chagoja Susutuni, Tembe Chugu Chede Rite, Porwa, Dojunis, eventually that yellow robe turns into stone. Juni, Rimdu Chabala, Chagari Pumbu Chagri, Pumbu Chimbu Chagsos. That's why it's called, another way to say, that's why it named that mountain's name after vulture pigs, because those evil spirits manifested in the vulture, took Shakyamuni Buddha's yellow robe, dropped it there, and eventually it turned into stone. Or maybe, Rimdu Chabala, Chagari Pumbu Chagsos, Bendriya. There's many, many explanations, but that's enough, okay? Oh, yeah, so then, that's like excellent place, you know? So when you go to Nepal, you know, not the Bhavana Stupa, there's like monkey temple, that's called in English language, they call monkey temple, because Papa Shingo, I'm not sure where they get their name, I don't know. So yeah, of course you go there, you see a lot of monkey there, so maybe they're called monkey temple. called Pabashingu, Sambuyanath, another part of the Nepal. It's in Kathmandu, not the Baudanath, no, another one. Around there, there's one huge, kind of looks like gold, you know, gate. people who are in charge of that place is called, I think it's like Newar or some tribes from Nepal, so they took care of that stupa long, long, probably hundreds, many, many generations ago. So they have the keys to open the door, so every 12 years, they open one time, every 12 years. But those people go, not all of them, there's the priests go in. Sometimes you see like one door is open, the second door is open, then there, you know. So they say that like people go there, they're lost, they never come back. Anyway, and some people say, oh, that's where the Nagarjuna went to the Nagaland, you know, to bring one of the sutras, you know, because that sutra, when there's a lot of like, say, destructions towards Buddha Dharma back in India. So not just small destructions, like the huge destructions for Buddha Dharma. So then, you know, like all the texts, all like whatever happened, like Tibet, exactly probably happened to India. Huh? So they just burned, you know, for no reason, they just burned, so. And they destroyed monastery for, I don't know what, maybe, so they just, so, and all the sutras have been, you know, divided, and then some of them went to Nagaland, some of them went to demigod realms, some of them go to deva realms. So one of the, that's why some sutras is not 100% complete. Some of them are in some other realms. So anyway, Nagarjuna probably went there. So next time when you go to Nepal, so if somebody says something about Nagarjuna, that's the supposed to be the gate where Nagarjuna went to Nagaland to treat the Naga king, was very ill. So Nagarjuna went there to help. And in return, so then Nagarjuna asked the sutra they had, so then brought it back to our world, our realm. So, no, that's one of the, not the heart sutra, but another Panchaparamita sutra. I received a teaching from His Holiness Dalai Lama probably a number of times. One time in San Jose, His Holiness gave teachings. But it's hard to concentrate. There are so many people, so many things happening. Camera, people running here, running there, and people, so many, but it's hard. It's not like monastery. Monastery, if you go the small, then you pay attention. There are all kinds of things happening. Not able to keep the focus. So anyway, let's go. Maybe like in the Heart Sutra, they didn't divide it like that, right? Heart Sutra. So maybe what I will do instead of, you know, like trying to find exact sentence, and like probably it'll take, you know, a lot of time. So maybe I'll do this. I put it together many, many years ago. And I put it together. So English and Tibetan all together. So now here, back to the excellent time, you know, thus did I hear at one time. You know? So then, there's only Shiva, watch it. So that's like, that indicates excellent time. There's only that sentence, thus did I hear at one time. You know? So now the second one is called the Bhagavan. You see the Bhagavan? That's like, refers to the excellent person who is teaching the sutra. Now the excellent environment is called Vas, dwelling on mass of vulture mountain in Rajgir, Javuka. So So that area, you know, some other place, some in not very far from there, that's called Javukra. So I'm thinking about why they're called Raj means in Hindi language, Raj means king. Rajgir means kingdom. Kingdom. Why it's called kingdom? So some other town, not very far from there, you know, like somehow get burned, or maybe some community hall has been burned, and nobody can figure out who is burning those things. So the king said, okay, now, whoever has fire in the house, they have to go to this place, Vulture Peak, near Vulture Peak. You have to go there, you can't live in our communities, you know, because we can't find who's like setting the fire, we can't find. But there's one time to burn some here, some to burn there. Nobody knows who's doing that. Then king decides, okay, now whoever's home is going to burn, so that person has to move to that place. So then before anybody's house burned, the king's place got burned. So he has to go. Nobody else, he has to go there. So that's how the name has been called. Then from there, it's called Rajgir, you know, kingdom, because king was there, so he's out of the town, he was there. So that's why this is called Rajgira. So this refers to the excellent, you know, place. Chagopumurila Shiva, the Kofuza was now the excellent audience, together with the great community of monks and great community of bodhisattvas. Huh? Now you see excellent time, excellent teacher, excellent place, excellent in the audience together with the great community of monks and the great community of bodhisattvas. So now, Lingxi, I don't know how to translate this Lingxi, Tumamibu Lingxi. Maybe it's like foundation or base, you know, base. Like, why does all this question been raised, you know, based on something, based on something, you know, why? There's like this heart stress, almost like Q&A, ask question, and then it's Q&A. But the Q&A has to base on something, base. There's like common base, uncommon base. That's what they call Lingxi, Tumuwa, Lingxi Tumayimba. You see any here in this? Da tizhe chumye samundan shi, samundan wa shi shi, chuchu nabri tingi zhuli jambo shi so. So now I just read English, so you probably have the copy. At that time, so now that's like the nipa tumo mimbi lingshi, tumo mimbi lingshi, tumo mimbi lingshi. So these four things, excellent, time, excellent environment, excellent teacher, excellent audience. These are called common ground or common base. Common base is called common base. So now this one, below this is called uncommon. What is the base? Base or foundation? I'm not sure.
Basis.
Mm-hmm. Basis, so maybe. So we just leave it there, maybe. So that means we can decide later on. Say, when you have conversation, you have to have something to talk about. What do you call that? Agenda? Or I'm not sure.
Topic?
Huh?
No,
base, like, the base, like, say, argument. You have to have something to base. Then your argument has to be based on something. Otherwise, you can't just argue, you know. You have to have something to do. That's exactly what it means, you know. You can't just say, okay, excellent time, excellent like teacher, excellent audience, excellent environment. You can't just say out of blue, you know, you have to base in something, you know. That's called, and here, this is called common base and uncommon base. This, I don't know how it makes sense, perfect sense in Tibetan, but I don't know how to explain, you know. This is like uncommon base, no? So that's what I will do. I will just read here, whatever I cover. Next Friday, I will come back and explain. That's more easier. Then I will, you know, pick up sentence rather than reading all of this. Then at the end... You know, when you are young at the monastery, so the teacher gets so excited because he understands everything what he's reading that we don't understand. So then when he reads, you know, like, we wish that he would stop. Maybe after like 40 minutes, he goes on and on, then all of a sudden, many, many heads, like this and like that and like this, going like this. And so make sure it's not going like that. That's why how the monks, they learn how to take wonderful nap. With a lot of sitting. When you go to class, no chair, no table, you just sit. When you go to prayer gathering, you sit. When you eat, you sit. Only time you lay down is at night, you lay down. So that's why a lot of sitting. Then waking up 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning every single day, you know, so... a lot of sleep to recharge. So now really, at that time the Bhagavan was observed in the concentration on the category of phenomena called profound perfections, which is emptiness. Okay? Profound perfection, which is emptiness. Also at that time, so the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, so Bodhisattva Mahasattva is Mahasattva is same as Bodhisattva. They are called Mahasattva. Maha means big, great, you know. Mahatma Gandhi. Dhani Chimbo means like big heart. Maha means Mahayana. Big, great vehicle. Maha means, Hina means, you know, small. Maha, that's a big, Sattva, you know, Sattva means that who has Bodhicitta. If you have Bodhicitta, you are Mahasattva. If you have Bodhicitta, you know, Bodhicitta, that means day and night thinking about the welfare of other living beings, day and night, oh. Sincerely, genuinely, oh. Mahasattva, Arya, our location of Arya means, you know, called Papa, Arya. When you see emptiness, you become Arya. When you see emptiness, you become Arya. When you see emptiness directly, not just see, emptiness directly, you become Arya. Oh, Arya. Oh. Then if you are liberated from samsara, then you become Arhat. Arhat, that's called Arhat, or Dachaba. Oh. Arya means, you know, like called Papa. Oh. Our Lokiti Sharava, that's like the Chaitasik, no Chaitasik, Buddha of Compassion, so. Bodhisattva Mahasattva, our Lokiti Sharava, look upon the very practice of the profound profession of wisdom, beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. So. This is Chumdin, the Samana Vashija, Shudamari, Tengadula, Nyambashija, so. There's the true nature of, not just true nature of self, also there's plus true nature of the five aggregate, you know? Because associated from form aggregate, so from feeling has a form, feeling, compositional factor, and also, consciousness, and there's five sujipumbo form, soyapumbo feeling, soyapumbo sujipumbo, soyapumbo dijijipumbo compositional, then dijijipumbo discriminations, nabashipumbo, their consciousness. There's five aggregate. Not just, you know, thinking about the true nature of self plus true nature of all the five aggregates. So, then look at the presence of the profound profession and the wisdom of beheld those five aggregates also empty of inherent nature. So, so here, so now the actual text, you know, there's actual text like Q&A, knowledge, which is Sharif Tivati was. The Sharif, when you, no, we don't have here, this image here, Shakyamuni Buddha with two disciples, you know, that they are holding, like, what do you call this, holding, called Kasi, you know, Kasi, it has a lot of like rings around that, and it's kind of walking stick, but decor is kind of like, you know, it's kind of art. So what they do, you know, long time ago, so now I don't see anybody's carrying that, you know, so when you get ordained, so you use them for symbolic, you know. So long time ago everybody carries that, now nobody carries, you know. Begging bowl, and with that, what do? You go out to
beg for alms,
you know. You don't cook, you go outside, you just go, "Oi, come down, give me food." You don't say that, you know. "I'm hungry." It's not like that. So you go with a begging bowl, you just sit there very quietly, and you use that walking stick, make noise. It has a lot of rings. Sound like music, you know. They say, "I'll call," you know. Probably three times you call, nobody shows up, then you move to another house, you call them, you know. Then they come out, then they give rice or whatever. Laos and Cambodia, and I think some part of Thailand, they still go arms begging. But you see the begging bowl, but you don't see that, you know, because you don't need to call, because everybody's on the street waiting for you, so you don't need to call. They are there for the food. Long time ago, you have to call, you know, called Kasi. You know. Here, there's two of them, you know, disciples. One is called Sharipu, one is called Mongalpu. Pu means child, you know, child is called Sharipu and Mongalpu. There's a Sharipu, is the one who's like, then there's a lot of explanation why it's called Sharipu. There's something to do with the race, or tribe. That's tribe, you know, Shakya, that's tribe. Shakya Muni Buddha was born in the Shakya lineage. That's called Shakya. Now when you go to Nepal, Shakya, there's a lot of people name Shakya, this and that name. Probably they are saying they are in the Shakya lineage. So Shakyamuni Buddha was in the Shakya lineage. Sharipu, you know, that's like probably name after parents, was born in that particular tribe, then the children get, you know. You don't get parents' name, you get their tribe's name, you don't get, you know, so therefore, Tibetan people, we don't have family name, nobody has family name. When you come to this country, it's a big problem. They ask you, "What's your family name?" We don't have family name. Then they look at you. You don't have family names. Only the rich people, very rich people, they have family names. A lot of Tibetan people, they have no family names. So you just made it up. So you just make up something. So my family name is Sherpa. One time in JFK, officer said, "You don't look like Sherpa." So I know about Sharpa more than about that person does. I didn't say anything. I said, "Okay." In my mind, it's okay. So I'm not sure how Sharpa looks like. my last name, I just made it up. No family names. Only the rich people have family names, not everybody. All families have different names. When you come to the West, it's a very big problem. So Shariputra probably was named after his parents. His parents was named after, their lineage or tribe. Shariputra is the one who's asking the question. So then Arya Avalokiteshvara kind of gives answer. Then Buddha was deep in meditation and kind of like witness, not just to hear what they've been talking about. All right. So the next Friday, then I'll come back. I will explain some of the points here. Okay. Otherwise, if I read here, so then everybody's silent. So I get nervous to that you're waiting. So then I'm not able to find. Everything's read. If I read everything, then it's not that important. So both religions, now there's no actual text been explained based on 4 points. Questions asked by Shariputra, answers given by Avalokiteshvara, the Sankhya name, Kocherisik, basically it's Buddha of compassion. Then somehow Buddha contributed to their Q&A through deep meditation, not like talking, like, or say this, or say this, or like, not like that, just being there, being present, See, using a word, when you teach, using word becomes distractions. Therefore, they choose to teach without word. They just teach, they don't use word at all, without word, that's the reason. So this is like contributing towards their conversations without saying any word, just to be present, just being present there. Then the audience, excellent audience. That means they are ready to hear. They are not like, I'm not sure. Maybe emptiness ideas kind of scary, so I'm not sure, not like that. They are 100% ready to hear whatever Buddha has to say about emptiness. They are ready to hear that. Not just that, then they are also willing to put into practice, or they are willing to do meditation on emptiness, okay? The 4th point. Shariputra asks questions, Chenisi give answers, Avalokiteshvara give answers, and Buddha, there's a second, the Buddha, the 3rd one, Buddha sitting there contributing towards their Q&A. The 4th one is all the audience, they are ready to hear whatever the Q&A, and not just that, and ready to put into practice, ready to meditate on that, okay? 4th point. Huh? So now the Shariputra, the questions they raised by Shariputra, and Sanskrit sometimes they call Shari, sometimes they call Sharipu or Sharidadipu. Doesn't matter the same. And in Sanskrit, some of them they call Shariputra. Putra means, son. Putra. Then through the power of Buddha, energy that flows from Buddha, because Buddha is deep meditation, so the energy that flows from Buddha, that's what it means. Through the power refers to the energy that kind of like coming from Buddha, there. The Venerable Shariputra said, this to the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, this is all title, Ayalokiteshvara said, how should any son of the lineage, train who wish to practice activity of the profound profession of wisdom? There's the question. So, you understand? Shariputra So is it clear? The question is clear? So that's how I'm going to divide the Heart Sutra. So now you know which part of the Heart Sutra is about, you know, excellent place, excellent teachers, excellent environment, excellent audience. Then after that, you know, then I'm dividing this, okay? So now the answer is divided into 4 points. Sorry, this is like Buddhist version of presentation, PowerPoint presentation. 4 here, 3 here, 7 here, 8 here. the 4 point. Tham Java means just making link or connections between question and answer, making connections. That's the first point, okay? Making connection. It's not like out of blue, talking about how to make pizza, all of a sudden somebody asks how to make coffee. It's not like that. The making connections called Tham Jal. That's the first point. The answer is going to explain this on 4 points. First one is called making connections. Okay, that's the first point. Second one is Ongdu La Susu Chedi Lian Taba. So, Ongdu, some people, it takes long time to understand or learn. Some people, they learn very fast. Right? They learn very fast. You know? So that's the nature. So some people learn very fast, some people take long time. people who are like slow learner, then what do you call another one? Quick learner. So let's say that slow learner, quick learner, there's two of them. Huh? So then answer for slow learner is going to be more detail, more word. Answer for quick learner is going to be short word, not many word, or short word, doesn't need a lot of word. Huh? Then summary. You know? First, make connections, then give detailed explanation to the slow learner, then the brief explanation to the quick learner. That means few words. So then summary for both of them. Okay. So now the connection, the first point, the connections. He said that, and the Bodhisattva Master, the Avalokiteshvara said, this to the Venerable Shariputra. Any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wish to practice the activity of the profound profession. here, as I said this many times, so you need to keep in your mind, you don't have to put daughter, you know, son is not about gender. No, son doesn't mean boy. You know, here, in this case, son doesn't mean son of Bodhisattva doesn't mean it's boy. It doesn't mean boys. It's like, how you say, back in history, you know, like, near it means close word, close, it expresses closeness, Even nowadays, some part of the world, even they call the daughter, you know, my son. What is it called?
Beta is the same thing, son.
Yeah, if you literally translate the word beta in Hindi language, if you literally translate it, son, it doesn't mean boy, it means it expresses kind of feeling of closeness. You know, so you can write daughter, but you know, it's very, very good to explain, otherwise people get confused, you know, So, so even nowadays, in some part of the world, they call, if they have only one girl, they call son. Doesn't mean that it's boy. Doesn't mean, you know, they call son. Like, it's kind of express like how precious that child is for them. That's called they call son. Doesn't mean boy. Oh, so need to explain. Okay. Otherwise, there'll be more words, you know, so their daughters. So, so they, if somebody's looking in Tibetan, there's no word daughter, so then they're wondering why they put daughter, you know. So need to explain. You know? So in the case, like, so whenever you see son, it doesn't mean son, it means child. You know? It doesn't mean son. It's like expressing the close, feeling of closeness, how precious that person feels towards their child. It's called son. You know? Then any son of the lineage, or here they should put the daughter or daughter of the lineage, not necessary, it all to cover. Oh. Who wish to practice the activities of profound profession of wisdom should look upon like this. This is the making connection. That part of the Heart Sutra is now samjas, means making connection between question and answer, you know, making connection. So. All right, then, now there's out of four, the answer is based, explanation of the answer is based on 4 points. The first point is the connection that's done. Oh. Now the second one is explanations towards slow learner. Slow learner begin from which part of Heart Sutra, so then you read here, okay. Don't feel, please, overwhelmed, you know. So here the main subject is emptiness. Focus on emptiness, the most subject, you know. So, also such a length of a niche. Long along with them, but this is a little bit of a difference. So now the answer to the slow learner is like explains. More 5 points. Don't think the number is finished. We are not done with the number. Our Ogdura Sushi Leta Vada Nija Lamna Five Path. It will explain how to practice those five individual paths to the slow learner, you know, is necessary to them to understand. Oh. So five paths, you know, so first one is path of accumulations called choklam, path of preparations called jolam, a path of seeing, that's where you become arya being, path of seeing, then path of meditation, then path beyond learning, no more learning, it's finished. Then is in Mayana path, there's 15 sets, no? Sorry, so I said, don't think that number is done. Five belongs to something, five belongs to something, five belongs to Mayana, same name, there's no difference, same name. And when you reach the path beyond learning, you are enlightened in the Mayana path, no? And then you have Sanjay Khan, also. All those paths eventually lead you to enlightenment. Oh. So this all explanations is needed for the slow learner to detailed explanation. Oh. So see, nowadays when you become ordained, there are so much rituals, you know, that goes with that. Or ask question this, and are you owe some money to somebody? Did you kill one of your parents? All kind of questions need to ask before you become ordained, you know. It's kind of complicated, long, like couple of hour long ceremony. Long time ago, you just said, come here, finish. You just tell that person, oh, come here. That person understood, you know. Oh, Arya Deva, one of the men, top disciple of Nagarjuna. So he's from Narendra Monastery. Now you see it on the ruins there in North India, but Narendra Monastery. So they're having like debate with some like non-Buddhist scholars, challenging Buddhist practice or theory or teachings. So they know what they do. They bet their religions. You know, they don't bet money. They bet their religions. You know, if you lose, you become Buddhist. If I lose, I become non-Buddhist. That's their bet. So there's one very famous non-Buddhist scholars coming to Nalanda to debate, and they asked Aryadeva, you know, to go debate. So Aryadeva thought, oh, probably, you know, I'm going to test. You know, if the person is not scholar, so then it's like banging your head on the wall, you know, that no matter what you say, that person not going to understand. Then it's going to be like banging your head on the wall. Or So then Aryadeva, he's coming from there, then Aryadeva went his mala like this, you know, like that. Not saying anything like that, and then after this, so the persons, that non-Buddhist scholars went, cover his head, you know, like this. They are saying something, he's asked, you know, Aryadeva was asking, what is the root cause of cyclic existence? And he said ignorance, and he just covered his head. He's saying ignorance. So then I says, oh, no, so I need to be prepared. not going to be easy one, you know. Understood, he's not saying any words, you know, like, he understood right away. Like that. Because I'm not sure why I'm saying this. Oh, okay, fine. I'm not sure why I'm saying this. So the five paths, you know, like how to practice those five individual paths. And those all paths that leads to, you know, enlightenment. So then the Tamu Lama Lusutama Shishidini, how to practice path of accumulation, how to practice path of preparations, how to practice path of seeing, path of meditating, path beyond learning, explain this, a lot of explanations. So, so now we are dividing Heart Sutra. So now this is the answer for the slow learner. Okay, answer for slow learner. First, you know, brief explanations, then I was going to do detailed explanations. We are still on answer to slow learner. This is list answer on slow learner. So now here, correctly and repeatedly, be holding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent natures. That's the brief explanations to the slow learner. need to remember the question, what is the question? So this is the answer, no? Question, no? So now the same logic applied to five aggregates, that's the elaborate explanations that's been needed for the slow learner. Oh, it's an answer,
So you said correctly and repeatedly that part is for the fast learner?
Slow learner. We are still on the answer for the slow learner.
Beginning of the slow learner.
Yeah, because beginning of the story, beginning of the answer. Oh yeah, so then like time is over, so I'll stop here. Maybe next Friday.
Krishna, did you want us a topic to discuss for this class? Or any homework?
Maybe, you know, like of course, five paths, you know, have some ideas about five paths. You know. I think there's, then what else? To find, I will give explanation maybe next Friday. A little bit discussion about the excellent audience, you know. Nothing much to discover about excellent environment and excellent teacher, you know, then excellent time, I will explain next Friday. So, environment, or the, just to remember, if you say back and forth, then if you remember long time, about environment and the audience, so then the five aggregates and the five paths, okay, just to discuss.
So I guess I don't know, I didn't understand the part about the, did you want us to do something about the audience and the time, is that what you said?
Not the time, audience.
Just the audience.
Yeah. Audience, I will probably need to give some explanation, maybe next Friday. Okay. Oh, yeah. So then this good, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to divide the Heart Sutra. So now you have idea, you know. Oh, this is a question. Oh, this is the answer. Oh, there's a brief answer for the slow learner. Now there's an elaborate answer for the slow learner. So now there's the answer for the quick learner. So then, you know, there's a brief, like the summaries. Then you know, there's all the Heart Sutra. Basically Q&A, that you remember to ask that questions. So the answer has been given to slow learner, quick learner, like that. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. Dedication.
Do you
want
to dedicate after, we will stay for discussion.
Okay, yeah, then you... Dedication
now?
Yeah, sure, dedication then.
You can maybe just go to
patient. I'm going to go to the patient.
We'll just read those two stanzas. Sorry.
Next Friday, in the beginning of class, if somebody can lead meditation, short meditation, before I come here, about emptiness, you know, based on self, I think it will help, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Brief, not like something that spins the head around here and there, something simple, you know, how to, you know. So there's related to the topic, and that's good to know. So then study, then meditate, then that's good.
Okay, on page 235.
Ke panam ke gyurji, ke wanyam pa me paya, kone gondu pelwanshu.
Oh yeah, thank you.